Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening. The fact-finding mission by the United Nations Elections Assessment Team was today thrown into doubt after unity government principals failed to agree on who they should meet while in the country.
There's no consensus on the UN. The UN wants an unlimited access to everybody. And of course, some of our colleagues feel that it's unnecessary. Some of our colleagues in the coalition government feel that it should be limited to ZEC, political parties, political leaders, and all those kind of things.
The Ncube MDC formation rise to parliament, asking the August House to sack four lawmakers fired from the party last year.
And the Supreme Court grants an order to hear urgently a petition by three former Matabeleland legislators wanting President Robert Mugabe to proclaim by-election dates in their former constituencies.
We then approached the Supreme Court and asked the Supreme Court to hear that appeal on an urgent basis. As of today, the Supreme Court has ordered that the appeal should be heard on an urgent basis.
The fact-finding mission by the United Nations Elections Assessment Team, which Finance Minister Tendai-Biti yesterday said had been cleared to enter Zimbabwe, was today thrown into doubt after unity government principals failed to agree on granting the team unrestricted access to all political players in the country, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai has revealed. Ivan Chifera has details from the capital.
Addressing journalists after 2 days of meetings by principals in the unity government, Prime Minister Tsvangirai said the matter has been referred back to Finance Minister Tendai-Biti and Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa to talk to the UN mission and agree on a list of people and organizations they should meet while in Zimbabwe.
There's no consensus on the UN. The UN wants an unlimited access to everybody. And of course, some of our colleagues feel that it's unnecessary. Some of our colleagues in the coalition government feel that it should be limited to ZEC, political parties, political leaders, and all those kind of things, without necessarily going into certain areas where some of the coalition partners feel very strongly that is unnecessary. So there's no consensus on that.
Mr. Biti told a press conference yesterday that he had agreed with Mr. Chinamasa on who the fact-finding mission would be allowed to meet, adding unit government principals had the final say on whether the team would be allowed to meet civil society leaders or not. But Mr. Tsvangirai said the principals are not aware of Mr. Biti and Mr. Chinamasa's agreement.
No, we have not been briefed that there has been a consensus between the two. We have insisted that they should go and negotiate with the UN team until there is an agreement between the parties. For the UN team to come, no one is trying to say they should not come. But there has to be an agreement. I think taking concerns about an unlimited access and also concerns about the fact that the UN cannot be prevented if it is going to fund, those are very critical considerations.
Without ignoring the need for external poor funding, government will make efforts to raise funds internally, Mr. Tsvangirai said. Harare requested $254 million from the UN for elections, but Biti said the figure has since been reduced to $132 million. Mr. Tsvangirai said no election date has been set yet, adding principals have assigned the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Affairs to draw an election roadmap and suggest to the unit government leaders when they think the elections can be held. He said Parliament should continue with its daily business until its dissolution on June 29.
We want to make sure that Parliament has to carry out its work before it dissolves. So the ministers will be coming back to us with a draft roadmap after consulting all the parties. And then we will convene a meeting of the four political party leaders, myself, President Tambara, President Mugabe, and myself, and President Ncube, to look at that roadmap, because it is both not only a legal process, but also a political process. And we hope to do that maybe by next week.
He said funds will be raised so voter registration can start as soon as possible.
So what we have agreed is that funds permitting, the voter registration can run parallel to the constitutional process. In other words, if we had funds tomorrow, that's why I'm convening this meeting to raise the funds so that we can kickstart the voter registration exercise for 1 month. Then we will have another 1 month of voter inspection. It is important to carry out these two processes, and but of course subject to funding.
Meanwhile, the Zimbabwe National Students Union President Pride Mukono told a news conference today that voter registration must be decentralized to all tertiary institutions to give students a chance to register in the forthcoming elections.
We are targeting to register at least 40,000 students through the RRG's office, to which we are encouraging them to set up voter registration and voter inspection centers at all the 46 Zimbabwean institutions of higher learning to enable this ambition to come. We want students to participate in elections. We want students to vote. We want, it's after all our democratic right under any arrangement.
Mukono said members of his organization will support a grand coalition of what he said are democratic forces in the country. He urged the two MDC formations to unite against ZANU PF in the next elections. Zimbabwe is due to hold crucial elections sometime this year to end the shaky coalition government. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.